Rashawn Jennings is our next guest here on SB Nation Radio. Will Pelotrix is in at Collins. Matt Ufford here with you. We also are joined by the president of retail for NRG, Elizabeth Killinger, of course, who is they got their name on the stadium, so we might as well talk to people who have their name on the stadium. This is a big weekend for you, Elizabeth.
It is. Busy week.
It is. And Rashawn here joins us, of course, running back of the New York Giants. You know, Rashawn, the way this season went for you, I know probably a little bit of a disappointing end, but you feel healthy, as you said, and at least ready to kind of get back in there and start things up again next year.
Yeah, I'm excited first having me on. And, yeah, it did not end, obviously, how we wanted to. We stalled out at the end. We made it to the dance,
yeah.
But we had two left feet out that thing.
Oh.
And, so we got booed off the stage. You know, you have I have a 24-hour rule, win, lose, or draw. And always throughout the course of the season, you got to get on to the next game. If you play well, it doesn't matter. If you play terrible, it doesn't matter. Get ready for the next. But having losing in the playoffs, it took more than 24 hours. But it's
right.
Over. I'm going to enjoy this week here at the Super Bowl and start training here right after.
You have been having some fun this week. I have to tell you, I want you to plug your social media channels right now because everybody needs to follow Rashawn Jennings. Your Snapchat is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It.
Your Instagram is fire. You recite poetry. You're like a total renaissance man. You're so interesting. So I just want to get a sense. It seems like you're having the time of your life this week. You've been everywhere. What's this week been like for you?
This week has been fun. So far, and I got here Monday, landed Monday, and I've been on a run since, doing ESPN, did some stuff with NASA, the whole radio row, doing some stuff with Play 60, Nickelodeon, all kind of stuff. And, yes, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, everything is at Rashawn Jennings. My name is simple, Rashawn Jennings. Check me out.
I know. I'm actually connected with him on LinkedIn. I don't know if he knows that. We're actually connected on LinkedIn.
What? Yeah. I want to be connected
with
Rashawn on
partners.
LinkedIn.
We are business partners.
Wow, that's so official.
I have to ask only just because I feel like there's a bigger microscope on all you guys, because we're seeing a lot of guys over the last couple of weeks, you know, whether it's off the field stuff, whether it was the stuff with the boat or the stuff like with Antonio Brown and stuff like that with you guys. Is that make it harder for you guys to kind of, you know, outside of the white lines, you know, make sure you're not doing something that, you know, would draw attention to yourself negatively?
Yeah, we do. We live in a, you know, a social media heavy society, and I talked about this with a couple vets. Like Chris Carter and, you know, Ray Lewis. It's just how different it is from when they played to how we play now. And it's the difference. And so we got to be a little bit more aware. But I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing to a degree. But to be judged and hazed on things of, you know, being a normal citizen when you're not doing anything illegal, you're not putting anybody or jeopardizing somebody's life, and you're being, you know, hazed for living your life. That's when it gets out of hand. But, no, overall, people are going to have their opinion, you know, regardless of whatever it is you do. So you got to be able to look in the mirror and, you know, constantly say, you know, that's the guy I'm trying to become. And if you're comfortable with that, let everybody else just voice their opinion.
I just need to look as good in a pair of Tims as you guys do, though.
You got to do some sit-ups, man. Got to do some sit-ups, push-ups, and all that good stuff.
I gotta say too, I'm digging the fade. I know you rock the braids often. Also a good look, but like the fade's cool.
The little curls.
Yeah, I
the
like
curls.
It.
Curls.
Rashawn is also joined by the president of NRG Retail, Elizabeth Killinger, and I know you guys are doing a lot of great work, not only with NRG but also with the stadium itself, with the solar panels and making it energy efficient as well.
We are. We put demonstration projects, so we have solar above the bridges leading into the stadium, solar above the ticket booth, to really give consumers a chance to see what solar look like. And it's actually elegant on the stadium here in Texas, as well as the stadiums around the country where we've got projects.
People who I've talked to a bunch of people across, you know, just here in this radio row, and they all remark at how amazing the stadium is, and the fact that it's energy efficient, the fact that the name is on the outside of it, also makes for a good sellable product for you
guys. It does. And the LED lights, we were one of the first in the country to have LED lights in the stadium. They're 60% more efficient. So the savings is dramatic. The other thing we have in the stadium is portable power. So if you're worried about Snapchat or Instagram or anything like LinkedIn, probably not on game day, but...
Hey, that halftime's long.
It is.
We were talking about that with Moose. That halftime's a half hour long. I almost got to go to sleep.
Do what you got to do. But you can charge up. So we have a way for consumers to get power on the go.
I was at the stadium for the Copa America tournament this summer. And that was so nice because we were traveling around to all these massive stadiums. And inevitably, your battery drains.
Exactly.
And also, you can't connect, you know. And your social media is such an important part of our jobs now. We're trying to tweet out. We're trying to use Instagram and set the stage for people. And we couldn't. And it was so lovely to go to Energy and be like, oh, it was all sorted.
Matt,
it was really awesome.
Matt offered owes me money because we got the 12:20 for the first soccer mention. I had it the first 2 hours. I had it in the first 2 hours.
Suzanne, I'm a soccer head.
She does some soccer as
football,
well.
Football.
Are you a soccer guy?
Football. Football. The real football.
It is the original.
I enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
I don't have that skill set, but
I
enjoy watching it. Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, everybody plays FIFA. We were talking to somebody yesterday who played FIFA with Chelsea. It was it was Kelvin Beecham. He said he plays FIFA with Chelsea. He actually went overseas to watch a game over there. They're freaking nuts over there overseas with the soccer fans. I don't know if you've ever been over there. It's crazy.
Yeah, nah. It's a scene. It's a scene.
Now, I've never been out of country, really. The first time I ever been out of country was to London to play a game.
I was going to ask you how that was.
That's fun. It's different. Oh, man, it's different because you get a representation of every NFL team in the stadium.
Right.
So, you know, there's really no home team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see every jersey. So that's one thing. Another thing is I never knew how important or how much my subconscious, like, waited for or anticipated crowd noise at certain times in the game. So because they're not, you know, completely honed in to the game, you know, you hear, like, we were getting booed at the kickoff. And so it was just different. Or I didn't hear the crowd erupt when there was a certain play that usually – here
it's
in
like
the States.
Did, like, what,
yeah. Yeah, so it was just like, it was just weird. It's like, hey, man, isn't somebody supposed to be yelling right now? but I loved it, you know, and it's so humbling to be known in another country because of a child's game. So
did you
eat
the food over there?
I did.
What was the weirdest thing you ate? Because I hear the food over there is kind of suspect.
I didn't
bit.
Go too far in trying something that different. I'm a sushi head. I'm the biggest sushi fan
You're also
ever,
gluten-free,
bro.
Gluten free, aren't you?
Gluten and dairy free, 100%.
So no fish and chips for you then.
Not fish, no chips. But yeah. I did pass by that. I didn't try it. And but the one thing I really enjoyed was just talking to the locals. I love to hear people with an accent.
Can you do a British accent?
I am terrible. Everything that I do, no matter what accent I try to do, it comes to be Australian. I don't care what. If you ask me to do Jamaican, it's going to be Australian.
Which is interesting because that's a hard accent to do.
We had a coworker who did Australian on media night, so
yeah,
it was crazy.
How'd it go?
He actually fooled a couple people. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, he did. He fooled a couple people.
I always like how my name sounds in an Australian accent. Susina.
Susanna.
Susina.
Susanna Collins.
Susanna.
Susanna Collins.
That's good, right?
I like that. It fits.
Elizabeth, one more time, as far as the NRG, NRG.com, that's where we go to more energy efficient stuff as well?
Exactly.
It's fantastic. Rashad Jennings, as well as Elizabeth Killinger, thank you so much for coming by. We appreciate the time, as always. And who do you like in the game?
Ooh. You know what? I said that Atlanta was going to win the Super Bowl a couple weeks ago, so I'm going to stick with it.
Look at you. You got to stick with your guns.
Yep.
I think that's like one of the first Atlanta picks we've gotten.
I know.
We've gotten a lot of New England here. People are loving Brady.
Yeah. And Suzanne, it's because you're a Shot the Poet fan. I'm going to go write some more stuff for you.
Oh,
hey, if you like poetry, if you like poetry, seriously, you should follow me on Instagram.
Shot the Poet.
Rashad Jennings of the Giants. Appreciate the time, man.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.